we did establish what we call here African Union High Level Panel for Egypt, consisting of former President Alpha Omar Konare of Mali, Francis Mokhai of Botswana, and Dileta Mohamed Dileta, who is the former Prime Minister of Djibouti. The panel visited Egypt at the end of July and in early August and had consultations with a wide range of Egyptian stakeholders as well as with the interim authorities. Discussions were useful, and the panel provided a progress report to the AU Peace and Security Council on the 14th of August. Plans are now underway for the panel to go back to Egypt to assist in efforts aimed at diffusing the current tension and facilitating the dialogue among the Egyptian stakeholders.
So when will the panel visit Egypt?
Well, the plans are for the panel to go back to Egypt as early as next week. The Peace and Security Council has urged that preparations be expedited for the panel to go back to Egypt. We have formally written to the Egyptian interim authorities to inform them of the intention of the panel to come back to Egypt. So we are making preparations, and we look forward, of course, to the cooperation of both the interim authorities and the other Egyptian stakeholders.
Is the African Union's peace and security concerned about the latest violence and the political crisis in Egypt?
We are deeply concerned. Egypt is an important member of the African Union, an important member of the African family. Peace, security, stability, and democracy in Egypt are key goals for the African Union, and our efforts are precisely aimed at helping the Egyptians overcome their current challenges. Further polarization of the situation in Egypt or escalation of violence will have far-reaching implications both for Egypt, the region, and the African continent as a whole. And this is why the EU is making sustained efforts to contribute to the ongoing efforts based, of course, on ownership by the Egyptian stakeholders themselves.
What should the people of Egypt expect from the African Union in engaging with them to resolve this crisis?
Well, we engage the Egyptians to assist them in overcoming their differences, to assist them in diffusing the current tension, to assist them in avoiding any escalation of violence and further polarization within the society. The EU is deploying the panel out of African solidarity and in line, of course, with the relevant EU instruments, with the hope that we'll be able to effectively and speedily contribute to the resolution of the current crisis.
What will be the EU's message to the people of Egypt and Africa as a whole concerning this crisis?
To reiterate the EU appeal for strength, EU appeal for mutual accommodation, for tolerance, and EU appeal for all parties to refrain from acts of violence and retribution.